As we talked about before halftime, I'm going to give you the stats again in case somebody wasn't really listening. Hudson has 5 points. Trevor has 13. Dylan has 3. And Jacob has 2 points. And the story of this game, I think, has been that full-court press that the Haynes Glacier Berries have been able to completely overcome. And last night, they just couldn't do it. And Craig was just disrupting them time and time again. Turnover count was probably 20, 25 turnovers for the Haynes Glacier Bears. And tonight, they've cut that significantly down, at least in the first half, and only have 4 or 5 turnovers thus far in the first half. And the other adjustment that Haynes has made from last night is they have also decided to bring this full-court press and disrupt Craig. And so they're giving him a taste of their own medicine, and I think that that's a, I think that that's something that's made it so Craig has been thrown out of their rhythm and not put into the position where they can be as effective as they were last night. So we have both court teams back out on the court here. Haynes is out there ready to go, and Craig's still huddling up, but the buzzer hasn't sounded, so here we sit with 0.4 seconds on the clock, and Craig is coming out to Haynes. Will start the game, start the half with the ball. The ball comes into Trevor. Trevor's setting up the same way. They're going left to right this time, or right to left this time, and Craig will be going left to right. And they get the ball inside to Matthew. Dylan got it inside to Matthew. Matthew put it up and gave, again, a 5-point lead, the largest lead of the night for the Haynes Glacier Bears. Drew puts up a 3-point shot, misses it. The rebound comes long, and Trevor has it, and he's pushing again. And he loses the ball into Timbers' hands, and Timbers bringing the ball down the court, gives it all the way down to Zach Vickers. Vickers puts up a shot and puts his first 2 points in for the night. So it's back to a 3-point lead for the Haynes Glacier Bears. And Trevor's bringing the ball down the court, and he's being just so aggressive. He brings the ball, shoots it, but shoots it long, and the ball goes into Morgan's hands. Looks like there might have been a little bit of contact here, but the rest have been letting that go pretty much all night long on both sides. They get it back into Zach Vickers, and he doesn't. Oh, very good call by the ref right there. Zach misses everything. Zach Jacobson gets the rebound, and as he gets the rebound, Dylan goes up and grabs the ball right out of his hands, and I thought they were going to call a foul on Dylan, but it wasn't a foul. They called a jump ball. Yeah, Dylan Swinton, sorry. Let me take care of that. Sorry, we're trying to do a little technical difficulty stuff as we go here, and it's not working out real well for me.
I couldn't hear myself speaking, so I had to turn myself on.
So basically, she turns everything else off so that we can hear her. So there's a timeout here. That's why we're kind of mumbling for a couple of minutes. But Dylan Swinton went up and just grabbed the ball from behind when Zach Jacobson went up for a shot, and they did call just a jump ball there. It was really pretty because Zach didn't let go of the ball, but Dylan didn't either. So they called a jump ball, so it will be Craig's ball underneath. But in a sense, a turnover for the Craig Panthers because the next jump ball will be Haynes. So Craig has the ball underneath their own basket. Timber's bringing it in. They're looking for an outlet. He better hurry to get it in. He does. Gets it to Zach Jacobson. He pushes the ball over to Drew. Drew back to Morgan, who's up on top here playing with 3 fouls. Picks up his dribbling, so he's really being pushed and pressured by Jacob. Jacob causes the turnover, and here comes Trevor. Trevor pushes the ball and stops wisely and sets up his offense. So he's directing traffic out there, trying to tell people where and what to do. And here he comes, a little bit of movement. Timber's really getting on him. He picks up his dribble. He gets the ball back over to Jacob. Jacob back over to Swinton. Swinton wanted to shoot, didn't, but brought in for a 15-foot jumper, misses it off the glass. Zach Jacobson with the rebound and gives the ball to Timber Burnham. The Timber's bringing the ball down the court, gives the ball up to Zach Jacobson, and over to Drew, to Morgan. And Morgan drives the whole distance, puts it in, knocks Swinton over. Swinton wanted a charge, and Morgan wanted a foul. Neither one of them got what they wanted, but the ball went in, so it's only a 1-point lead here for the Glacier Bears. And here comes Hudson with the shot. Morgan tried to draw a charge. He went around him, and Hudson put it in. So that was a nice play and sequence there. So back to a 3-point lead, 30-33. Morgan throws the ball off of the Haynes Glacier Bear. Zach Jacobson gets it back, puts up a shot, misses it. Zach Vickers knocks it out of bounds. It's going to be Haynes' ball. So with 2 minutes gone by here in the third quarter, it's 30-33. Matthew gets the ball in the inbounds. Craig's putting their press back together. Dylan. Swinton gets the ball, throws it to Trevor. Trevor throws it away, and Drew gets a 3-point shot from the corner, misses it. Rebound comes down. The hard rebound goes long to Trevor, and Trevor's bringing the ball down the court. So Trevor's getting pushed by Timber. No fouls are being called at all in the first half in the third quarter here. Dillon puts up a three-point shot, misses everything, goes to Hudson, and gets knocked out of bounds by Zach Jacobson. So it's going to be Haynes' ball. But not a lot of fouls, no fouls really being called here in the second half of the game thus far on either side. So nobody has cause to complain. I think they're just kind of letting them play. So Dillon's got the ball underneath his own basket, trying to get the ball into someone. He does, but then Drew knocks it out of bounds. Tried to get it into Trevor, and Drew knocked it right out of his hands. It's going to be Haynes' ball again, about 4 feet farther this direction. So Dillon Swinton has the ball, looking for somebody to pass it to. He needs to get it in. He's got somebody open way back for it. There we go. Jacob's got the ball, pushed the ball over to Hudson. Hudson takes the three-pointer, comes in, shoots a 15-foot jumper, misses it, and the rebound goes to Gabe. So Craig has the ball, bringing the ball down the court. Here comes Timber. Timber to Morgan. Morgan's trying to penetrate, can't. Timber shoots the three-pointer from the top of the key. Air ball. And so it's going to be Haynes' ball. Drew Marker had a chance to go in there and grab that ball, but he gave up on it. And I think he was just frustrated with his teammates. And so little full-court press going on here. Dillon's got the ball. Dillon needs to just push it down the court. He gets it to Trevor somehow, and Trevor's penetrating and pushing through everybody. Gets the ball back over to Jacob. Jacob comes in, wants to shoot, doesn't. Gives the ball back to Trevor. Trevor brings it in, gets stuffed hard by Morgan. But the rebound goes to Dillon Swinton, and Dillon brings it up and in, misses everything. Gets the ball back after Hudson knocked it away from Morgan, and Haynes has the ball with 4.5 minutes to go here. Trevor's got the ball, trying to get around Timber. Does, gets it off to Swinton. Swinton wants to drive. He penetrates, 5-foot jumper, and dribbles it in. So first points in about 2 minutes for Haynes, but they have a 5-point lead here because Craig hasn't been scoring either. Drew tries to penetrate and gets in, and a foul is called, I believe. And we're not sure who we're calling it on or what's happening. The ref's kind of yelling at Drew right now. The foul was called on the Haynes Glacier Bears, but Drew said some words and kind of smarted off to everybody after that concept and after the foul, and the ref wasn't going to have any of that. So now they're stopping play here for a minute, trying to figure everything. So we're not sure what that. Oh, they're letting the players come in because there's just one shot. So we got quite a little change up here for both teams. It looks like Jacobs come back in, and so has Dillon Palomari. And Drew puts up a shot, misses it. So still 3-point lead, 32-35 for the Haynes Glacier Bears. Trevor's got the ball as he's had it all night long, trying to direct traffic and get Haynes to come into Craig and go away with the victory. Throws the ball over to Dillon Swinton. Dillon puts up a shot, misses. Jacob gets the rebound, puts it back to Trevor. Trevor faked the three-pointer and went in the key, put it up and in. Nice little jump shot there. Didn't even make it off the glass. The last four times he's trying to take it off the glass, and he's only made it once. This time he just kind of dribbled it right into the hole. So 37-32, and Craig just threw it over again, and here comes Trevor. Trevor's looking for Jacob. Jacob puts it up and scores. So largest lead of the night, 7-point lead for the Haynes Glacier Bears. Here comes Drew trying to penetrate, trying to make something happen, and does. So cuts the lead back down to 5. So 3.5 minutes to go here. Here's Craig with the full court press again. They're taking opportunity here and again to throw their press at him, but they don't do it very often. And they beat it hard, and Hudson goes underneath and wants to shoot, shoots, but gets a block, gets it back, trying to play with the team, or play with all the four of the Craig players are just all around, and he's just spinning, and the ball's getting hit, and they finally call a foul on one of the Craig Panthers.
A little surprised it took him so long to call that foul.
Yeah, it seems like he was getting picked on pretty harsh there. So it's going to be their ball, Haynes' ball, underneath their own basket. They get the ball into Jacob. Jacob out to Swinton, wanted to shoot, but he got pressure. He brought it inside. They say all ball, but that looked like a lot of non-all ball to me. They're getting their own rebounds. Jacob got the rebound that time. Morgan's got the ball. Now they're calling a jump ball. So they got three rebounds on their own, and then Morgan grabbed it, and they called jump ball, and the ball will be Craig's ball. So Haynes with a 5-point lead traps Drew, but Drew gets it off to Zach Jacobson. Zach Jacobson puts up a shot, and he's fouled. And we're trying to see if it was on the shot. It's a blocking foul, and it's just going to be out of bounds. So not on the shot. Sometimes I think their lack of continuation calls makes up for the continuation calls that they have in the NBA. So Drew's going to shoot a three-pointer from the inbounds pass, misses it, falls on, flops on the floor, didn't even get touched, but he's good at that. So here comes Trevor bringing the ball down the court, and Dylan Swinton gets the ball inside to Jacob. Jacob gets rid of it, though, to Hudson. Hudson back out to Jacob, and Jacob back in to Trevor. Trevor's trying to go in, and Drew's riding him, and they call a foul. So it looks like we have Jacob, Dylan Swinton, Trevor, Hudson, and Matthew on the court for Haynes at this time. So Trevor's got the ball back up top. They're pressuring him pretty hard. They get ball over to Jacob. Jacob's got the ball back over to Trevor. Trevor back into Swinton. Swinton wanted to shoot. He gives it back to Trevor. Trevor shoots a 15-foot shot and gets bailed by Charlie as he's shooting it. He shot it about 6 feet too far. So looks like Trevor's going to get two more foul shots, and he's shot four so far in the game, and he's made two or three of them. So he's 3 of 4 tonight, and that's great on his regard. So up for the first shot, puts it up, and dribbles in and out, in and out, and out. So misses his second free throw of the night. So he's 3 for 5 tonight from the foul line. So shooting one, puts it up, and puts it in. So 4 for 6 on the night thus far. Morgan's bringing the ball down the court, trying to get some offense going for the Craig Panthers. There's a six-point deficit here that they're trying to overcome. They try to bring the ball inside to Charlie. Charlie puts up a shot, misses, gets his own rebound, but everything falls apart, and Morgan and Jacob fell on the ground for a jump ball, and it's going to be Haynes' ball. So a lot of jump balls here tonight. 2 minutes and 12 seconds to go here in the third. With a 6-point lead for Haynes. Dylan Swinton picked up his dribble. He had to give the ball back over to Trevor. They threw the ball away to Jacob, to Zach Jacobson, and there's going to be a foul called on Dylan Swinton. So we've got to be careful here because that may be his third foul. Are they saying that's only his second foul? Because I've seen two fouls on Dylan. If that's the case, that's great. You know, because he only has two fouls, so we'll take it if we live in Haynes, right? So there's going to be a timeout here on the court. I didn't see how long the timeout was going to be, so we'll leave it here for a minute. I have to throw one more shout-out. I got a cousin, or a nephew. I don't know why I call him my cousin. They're too ugly to be my cousins. But he's playing 3 games tomorrow in his junior high or middle school team, so he's going to be good and tired tomorrow night. The good news there is he's not going to be texting me all night long like his older brother to try to keep me up. I'm not going to say this out loud if my brother's listening, but, you know, Colby sometimes texts deep into the night, and my night ends about 2 hours later than your guys' does. Colby, don't text me. Anyway, so here we are. It must have been a full timeout. There's been 3 fouls called on Craig in the half and 3 fouls called on the Glacier Bears in the half. There's 2 minutes and 3 seconds to go in the third quarter. It's 34-40 with quite the game brewing here, I think. You know, a lot different than last night, because at this point last night, I was trying to think of things to say, and we've got a lot of game left to play. So here we go. Craig's got the ball. Ball comes in to Timber. Timber's going to bring the ball up court and give the ball back to Charlie. Charlie over to Timber. Timber to Drew. Drew puts up a 3-point shot and misses. Once again, does that little fall down thing, and I don't know that he really touched him, but they're going to give him 3 shots on the attempt. So really what you need to do in that situation is just stand back after he shoots that ball and just bounce the other direction. Puts up the first one and misses it. So they're changing the key around. Puts up the second one and misses it. All right. Third shot, puts it in. So we got 1 out of 3. So Haynes brings the ball in quick, tries to elude that press, and does. Gets the ball underneath. Jacob tries to get the ball. They call a travel on him, but Morgan kind of knocked the ball out of his hands, and he was trying to scramble for the ball. But the ref couldn't see that from his viewpoint, so I think that's why they called that. So it's going to be Haynes, it's going to be Craig ball. So still a 5-point lead here. Morgan's going to shoot a 3-pointer from the far side, misses it long, but Timber gets the rebound, shortest guy on the court, good for him, way to go up and just try for that ball. Gets it back after he gets it to Zach Jacobson. Zach's looking for an opportunity to shoot or pass here, gives the ball up to Drew. Drew's looking, gives it back to Timber. Timber They're staying on the outside. Haynes is doing a really good job of keeping them outside tonight. They're not letting them penetrate like they did last night. Cross-court pass clear to Zach Jacobson, and he wanted to come around. And there was a foul on Matthew, as Matthew wouldn't let him go around him. Had he let him go around him, though, it would have been an easy 2 points. So it was probably a wise foul. That's the fifth foul of the night. So Zach Jacobson passes the ball into Timber. Timber pushes all the way in, tries to go in a little, just throws the ball off the backboard. And gets his own rebound, but it gets taken away by Matthew. So Matthew gets the ball to Swinton. Swinton's giving the ball to Trevor. Trevor comes down the court, and he's going to come all the way, gives the ball to Jacob. Jacob wants to, and they call it travel on Jacob. All right, so they made that basket, but we're going to take it away. And the travel is on Jacob, so that's like the ninth turnover here on the Haynes Glacier Bears of the night. Morgan gets the ball, passes back to Jacobson. Jacobson shoots a three-pointer, misses. Oh, nothing. And Trevor tried to take that ball and not let anybody touch it, but Charlie came around the side of him and knocked the ball off of him, so it's going to be Craig's ball. Trevor should have grabbed that ball and secured it. He had plenty of room to do that, but he didn't think anybody was behind him, so that's kind of the way that rolled. So Charlie's got the ball up top. He's going to give the ball to Drew. They're really trying to get this three-point game going. But Haynes is doing an excellent job with his zone defense tonight. Charlie penetrates, but gets inside to Hudson, and Hudson doesn't let anything happen there. And then we get a pushing foul on the rebound. So that's going to be the sixth foul on Haynes, so we're still not in the penalty yet. So underneath Craig's basket, they're going to take the ball out here with 38 seconds to go in the third quarter. Waiting for Hudson to come back into the game. Haynes only had... Oh, sorry. Swinton was hiding behind Morgan there. You say Haynes only had four guys out there, but they're taking Matthew out of the game, giving him a breather. He's been in there the whole night, I think. He's missed about 2 minutes. The ball goes back to Charlie. Charlie back to Zach Jacobson. There's still a five-point lead here for Haynes. Drew's looking for a spot to get rid of the ball. He does, but he throws it off of two Haynes guys. It's going to be Craig Ball. 27 seconds to go here. Craig's really got to do something to make something happen here in order to push into this lead, because they're just trading baskets at this point. Ball goes clear up top to Charlie. Charlie back over to Morgan. Morgan, Timber. Timber shoots a long three-pointer from the corner, misses it long. Swinton with the rebound. Swinton tries to get the ball up to Trevor. He does. Charlie tries to stop him. Doesn't work. He brings the ball back over. Swinton wanted to shoot three-pointer, but Jacobson's right in his face. He comes inside, shoots from the foul line, puts it up, misses. Hudson's right there. Hudson puts up the shot, misses off the back of the rim. Hudson blocked himself off of the back, off of the front rim, but then got it back. But then got it back and put it back up and in to end the third quarter, and we have a 7-point lead. So they, the Haynes Glacier Bears have added to their lead by 4 points here in the third quarter, to make it a 42-35 ball game with the final 8 minutes to go in this game. It looks like Haynes is definitely going to make a go at trying to at least make this a respectful night, unlike last night that ended up being a 24-point loss.